There's a variety of reasons, but for time constraints, I'll give you the simplest reason why Christ stayed in the grave for 3 days. If he hadn't, nobody would have ever believed that he was really dead. That's the first thing. If he'd been dead for 3 hours, you could still hear the people crying today, "Oh no, he only appeared to be dead, but he wasn't really dead." In fact, there are people who still hold that he only swooned on the cross, despite the fact that he was in the grave for 3 days. What would they not say if he had died on the cross and then, within a few hours, had revived? They would not have believed that he was dead at all. And that would have been the story from day one. So, he remained in the grave. And remember how he was in the grave? Remember, he was declared dead by a Roman centurion who was an expert on death. Then he was prepared for burial. He was bound from head to foot, something like a mummy would have been bound, in a bandaging that was impregnated with 100 pounds weight of spices. And he was laid in the tomb, and it was sealed, and he lay there for 3 days. There's no doubt that he had actually died on the cross. And that means that when he came forth from the grave in resurrection life, that it was a real resurrection. Now you begin to see the absolute imperative that the death was proven to be real death, so that the resurrection could be proven to be a real resurrection, not just something that appeared to be a resurrection, but was really just a revivification of someone who had swooned. And of course there is the added line of thought that the Old Testament had set this as a sign. Jesus spoke of the sign of the prophet Jonas. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of that great fish, so the Messiah would be 3 days and 3 nights in the grave. It was in fulfillment then of that prophecy that he stayed that precise time in the grave. That was the proof that Jesus of Nazareth was who he said he was. He was, and proven to be, the very God-given Messiah, the Son of God, the only Savior of the world.